Two songs led by Brother Jerry White, then a prayer by Brother Bob Bowen. Two songs led by Brother Tom Milligan, then a prayer by Brother Mike Long. Two songs by Brother Wayne Newton. Following that, our Brother Ken Gatewood is going to bring us the invitation. And our invitation song tonight will be by Tom Milligan. And I'll be back up for the closing prayer. Jerry.
Good evening, everybody.
Well, nice to see you out here on this crisp evening.
Psalm turning number 486. Reading number 486. Sweet is the song I'm singing today. Trouble and sorrow have vanished away. I have been redeemed. I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. Christ is mine. All to Him I now resign. I have been redeemed. Great is my joy. Yes, onward I go. Homeward, my praises shall flow. I have been redeemed. I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. Christ is mine. All to Him. I have been redeemed, precious indeed, my Savior to me. I'm redeemed, happy in glory, someday I shall be. I have been redeemed, I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine, Christ is mine. All to Him I now resign. I'd like to turn to number 722. Let the lower light be burning. And 722. Brightly beam our Father's mercy from His light, us evermore. But to us He gives the keeping of the lights along the shore. Let the light
Would you bow with me? Dear Father, as we come to you in prayer this evening, we're so thankful that we can praise your name in peace and that you be with us, dear Father, when we praise your name in any type of struggles, that you'll be with us, that you'll remove fear from our hearts. We thank you, dear Father, for this great creation, for the brothers and sisters who surround us, for the faithful around the world. Help us, dear Father, to be mindful that we're not alone, that you're with us and that they are with us. Give us the strength and the courage, dear Father, to devote ourselves to you. Help us, dear Father, from day to day to be strong. Be with this nation, dear Father, that we may be just to one another, that we'll be just to those around the world. Be with our leaders, dear Father, that they may be examples unto us, and help us as Christians, dear Father, to be examples unto them. Help us, dear Father, to all strive for peace with mankind as long as it is possible. Be with us through the remainder of this service and down through our lives, dear Father, and keep us faithful, for we ask it in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Any requests? Any requests? What was that?
825.
825. I don't think I can do that. Okay, I can do that. 823. I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But is that city where the ransom will shine? I want a gold mine, that silver line. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop. Is that right there where we'll never grow? And someday yonder we will never more wander. But walk the streets that are pure and cold. Those often tempted, tormented and tested, and like the prophet, my pillow of stone. And though I find here no permanent dwelling, I know he'll give me a mansion my own. I got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander. All the streets that are pure as gold. Don't take me poor or deserted or lonely. I'm not discouraged, I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion, a robe and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander. But on the streets that are pure as gold, I got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander. But walk the streets that are pure as gold.
One more. Request?
800.
Okay. 800.
Here for the bride we have striven, after our labors are o'er, rest to our souls will be given on the eternal shore. Home of the soul, beautiful home, there we shall rest, never to roam, free from all care, happy and bright. Jesus is there, he is the light, oft in the storm. Oh, we are weak, dying for home, longing for thee. Beautiful home of the ransom beside the crystal sea. Yes, a sweet rest is remaining for the true children of God, where there will be no complaining, never a chastening rod. Home of the soul, beautiful home, there we shall rest, never to roam, free from all care, happy and bright. Jesus is there, He is the light off in the storm. Lonely are we, dying for home, longing for Thee. Beautiful home of the ransom beside the crystal sea. Soon the bright home and adorning, we shall behold the glad dawn. Lean on the Lord till the morning, trust till the night is gone. Home of the soul, beautiful home, there we shall rest, never to roam, free from all care, happy and bright. Jesus is there, He is the light off in the storm. Lonely are we, sighing for home, longing for Thee. Beautiful home of the ransom beside the crystal sea.
You bow with me, please. Dear kind, loving God, we thank You so much for all that You do for us, all that You have done and will continue to do as faithful children of Yours. Continue to bless us in every way that You can. May we always strive to live our lives in accordance with Your will, in accordance with what Jesus and the apostles taught through the Holy Spirit, so that we can be well-pleasing to You in all aspects of our life. Be with those who are enlisted as sick this evening, have been mentioned, others too that are not mentioned, but we know they're on our minds continually. Be with them, especially tonight. We want to ask a special blessing for Wanda Webster, who now has a pneumonia. May she get the medication and the doctor's attention to get that in check and not go any further than it is right now. Bless us all as we continue through this service this evening. We thank You. We love You. Most of all, we love Your Son for doing what He did for us and becoming the Savior, our Savior. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
We'll sing number 22.
There is beyond the edge of blue a God kind of human thought. He sends a Christ with every hue and bring the world with His great mind. There is a God. God that the God created man, He is the God, the great I am, the great I am. There was a long time ago a God whose voice the prophet heard. He is the God that we should know, His inspired word. There is a God, He is alive, and in His name, as we survive. Come to the God, He is our God, the great I am.
world is like a mortal mind. God holds us within His hand. Though men make earth, they cannot fight. For God alone does understand. There is a God.
Praise the greatest judge is all. Praise the name, young man. You would turn to page 365.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry.
Thank you.
All wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. All wonderful Savior to be. He hides my soul in the cleft of the rock, where in the pleasure I see. He hides my soul in the cleft of the rock, the shadows of your dirty land. He hides my life in the depths of his soul, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. All wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. He takes my burden away. He holds me up, and I shall not be moved. He gives me strength as my day. He hides my soul in the cleft of the rock, the shadows of our thirsty land. He hides my life in the depth of his law, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. With all of his brightness, pour thy heart to me in his house of the sky. His perfect salvation is wonderful law. I'll shout with millions on high. He hides my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows of our thirsty land. He hides my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand.
Number 305. 305. Numbers 1, 2, and 3.
I serve a risen Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer, and just the time I need him, it's always near. He lives, he lives, Christ is a sinner today. He walks with me and talks with me, come on my terrible way. He lives, he lives, in all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, he lives, Christ is the Savior today. He walks with me and talks with me along my narrow way. He lives, I'm
Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, that God your portenty. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along my narrow way. He lives, He lives. Hey,
good evening. You know, it's awesome when we hear the voices of God's children. And when we heard the words that we were saying ourselves, did you listen? I could just say the invitation is open now because we said it all. But tonight, my topic is, I think I'm not worthy. I think I'm not worthy. You know, there's a story in the Bible that all of us know very well. We've been taught this lesson in early age, but the question this evening, have you applied it to your life? Have you applied it to your life? If you'll turn with me to Luke chapter 15, verses 12 through 24. Luke chapter 15, verses 12 through 24. Verse 12 says, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there he did what? Wasted. His possessions with the prodigal living. But in 14 it says, but when he had spent it all, and there arose a severe famine in the land, and began to be in want. Can we relate to these scriptures? Some may say yes. Some may say maybe. Some may say, oh, not me. But the Bible clearly talks in Romans chapter 3, 21 through 23. God's righteousness through faith. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ. To all and on all who believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So we all should be able to relate to these verses I just read. Because we have been in that situation somewhere down that path. You see, when we have been blessed. Oh, I didn't jump too far. Sorry about that. I got wound it up. All right. When you see we have been blessed by God, our Father. We have been given such great possibilities to achieve and to survive on this earth. We asked our God to give us more. And we asked our God even to allow us to live without pain. But let's look back at our lives. Did we always do what's right in the God's sight? Did we abuse the blessings to a point to where now? We have nothing, and now we begin to be in want. Looking back at Luke chapter 15, starting with verse 15. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent into the fields of the feeds the swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate. And no one gave him anything. Can you imagine being hungry? And no one gave you anything? You already know that you have messed up. You have wasted all your possessions. You have just taken yourself away from the family that actually took care of you. I don't think he knew what he was doing. Amen? But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me one of your hired servants." This is what he planned to say, because he knew he was in the wrong. He had really messed up. All he had was nothing. You see, when we hit the bottom and we have nowhere to turn, we remember God's blessings, don't we? And his love. But then this is what happens, and we hear it so many times, Mike. I'm not worthy now. Let me get my life right first, and then I'll come home. How many times have we heard that? It's a shame, isn't it? You see, let me tell you this evening, get your life right with God first, and then let him and the Savior, Jesus Christ, carry you through. You see, God cares for us even when we're in sin, because he wants the best for us. There was a preacher that held up a $100 bill, and he said, "When was it made? It was crisp, $100 bill with no wrinkles. That $100 bill then was used in a drug deal. And then it was used in prostitution. It had been in the mud, it was worn, and it had torn corners. How much is that $100 bill worth now?" "It is still the same as the day it was made." That's how God sees us, no matter our past, no matter what we have gone through, no matter how damaged we are. We are just as much worth to him today as the day he created us. In verse 20, to move along, "And he arose and came to his father, but when he was still a great way off, his father said to him and had compassion." And what did he do? "He ran and fell on the neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Bring out the best robe and put on him. Bring out a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. For this is my son, was dead and is alive again. He was lost and found." And they begin to be merry. You see, God, our Savior, awaits us. He wants to protect us. He wants to love us. And most of all, he wants us to live according to his word, to give you what? A heavenly home. A heavenly home. I would like to end with these songs. I have found out burdens are lifted at Calvary, and I realize only takes a step if I believe. So I have decided to follow Jesus because I want to surrender all. So Lord, I'm coming home. So if you need, I ask you to stand and sing the song.
903. I wander far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The test of sin to long I try. Lord, I'm coming home.
Never more to roam.
Well, as this service comes to an end, we want to thank everyone for coming out tonight. And those who have called in on the conference call, we appreciate that also. And we're certainly hoping everyone has a wonderful and joyous day tomorrow. You know, to be a child of God is one of the best things that can happen to any person in this life. And to be a part of a loving, caring church family is something we should never take for granted. Would you bow with me for prayer? Most righteous and all-wise God, we come before your presence with heads bowed and hearts rejoicing that we know Jesus as our Redeemer. Father, we're thankful for this time you've given us this evening as we've come together to sing songs of praises and offer prayers of gratitude. We pray, Father, that everyone present had a receptive heart to this service and will all benefit and grow from it. Continue, Father, to smile down upon us. Give us all of thy love. For we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.